Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. So you know Grant's with us, too. You hear him in the background.
Yeah, perfect attendance.
Yeah, he got another check mark by his name. Come on by and visit us. Bobby and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hollis will be the host, and he'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. And then right here on the Big 870, right afterwards at 7:30, the second of the Monday night games, the Cincinnati Bengals play the Denver Broncos. You can catch the first one. We have it on the Bet Network, so you can catch it there. But tonight, 7:30, right here on the Big 870, Monday Night Football, Bengals, Broncos, and Bob. Before Dave comes here, it's up to $85,000 on the slipper.
Well, I hope it keeps growing because that makes it more exciting. We need something exciting about here, and that to cheer for a winner. I don't know. Ole Miss fans are Saints fans too, but. Well, right now, it's not. I'm not too optimistic as far as expectation. When you look at LSU and the Saints right now, but
LSU, man, they can't run the ball, Bob. I'm just telling you, and that's not going to get noticeably better throughout the season. You can't run it now.
Well, and then
it's not all of a sudden you go flip the switch and you're going to be able to run it. The offensive line soft as cotton.
And I said I would not be, too hard maybe on Coach Kelly and LSU because I said, they'll make the playoffs this year. Look, they got. A Heisman candidate upcoming at quarterback. Now he's dealing with an injury, but you don't have to be in the top four. You got to be like 12. you got to be one of 12. Now, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to come about, Mike, because it doesn't matter where you play a team. I think in Tiger Stadium they can take care of South Carolina, A&M, but the remaining road games, Vanderbilt. You look at that quarterback they got, and then Alabama and Oklahoma. So, I mean,
I think Oklahoma's going to have that mature guy back.
Yeah, he's healthy. I think we're only going to have one more slip up, and I just don't see that we're going to run the table like that and have a double digit winning season.
It's so funny in doing all the Ole Miss shows with LSU Ole Miss, and everybody brings it up that either covers Ole Miss or not. Look what happened to Ole Miss last year, losing to Kentucky on your home field. In a game that's on, how did you lose that? And they come to Tiger Stadium, they dominated almost the entire game, basically. The only time they were losing is when Nuss hit Kyron Lacy in the end zone for the touchdown in overtime.
And I don't know. I just think, who would you take? They played 10 games against each other. You taking Lane Kiffin or Coach Kelly? I'm taking Lane Kiffin. I just think Lane Kiffin and what he does with that team, and he just out-coached LSU. I mean, I truly believe.
I thought him and also Coach Pete, defensive coordinator, he did a great job. Pete Golding, he was kind of the whipping guy, I guess, at Alabama, and he left there to go to Ole Miss. Man, he's done a great job with the Rebel defense. Last year, they were really talented. I don't know how super talented they are. Teams rushed the football on Ole Miss before LSU played them. The LSU didn't get nothing.
Mike, they're dead last stopping the run. The Tigers, they netted with 57 yards rush against Ole Miss team that was surrendering almost 191 yards a game. I mean, no, you can go on and on. And you look, the Tigers' first four games where they averaged 117 yards rushing. That was basically the exact same rate which they ran ball last season. And this time you look at the FBS teams, they're like ranked 107th. Well, last year they were last in SEC, now they won before last. No, it's just unacceptable how you would think, come on, you got to win in the trenches. And, you know, your quarterback's dealing with an injury. And right now, if you wouldn't have known anything, who looked like the Heisman candidate? Trinidad Chambliss.
Chambliss did.
No.
Chambliss looked like.
Mike, that's why I say Lane Kiffin. Look how what he got out of him. Now, he's the champion, but Division II champion from Ferris State, the transfer. He was 23 of 39, 314 yards, a touchdown, but made some big throws in tight windows. And then, you look, made a lot of plays with his legs. Versus Nussmeyer was with 21 of 34 for 197 yards. I'm saying that Chambliss looked more like the Heisman. If you didn't know, you know, no past history, that's the guy that's probably up for the Heisman.
It was funny in the locker room after the game. One of the reporters asked him about, you know, people kind of overlook you. And, you know, he was like, they've been overlooking me all my life.
All my life,
and look where I started, Ferris State. And I end up here, and it wasn't like they gave me the baton. Hey, you the starter. A guy, you know, Austin Simmons was supposed to be the guy. And he was early on. He gets hurt, and then look what Trinidad has done.
Well, Mike, it's not like it's a household names where you think, oh, that when the SEC, let's say like Alabama or Georgia or something. That was an entertaining game. But when you look at who gashed Ole Miss, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Tulane. That's running the ball. If you look at that, they each reached at least 170 yards rushing against Ole Miss. Is Tulane, Arkansas, and Kentucky's offensive line that much better than LSU's offensive line? Or is it a combination of line and the running backs? And then, Mike, so what are they going to do?
I'm going to ask you, does LSU look like a physical team offensive line-wise?
No, and they got that NFL guys last year. And
you got four of them. They didn't look great last year running the ball.
So that's telling me is the coaching. You can recruit the right players, but their technique in developing them. So I think you have to look at the coach who I can tell you what, when T-Bob and all was playing –
they were physical.
When they went to the national championship, now they got embarrassed with Alabama. They won the game of the century with like 9-6. With Stud, their coach, Stud, remember? They'd be yelling at each other and all that. No, they were blue collar and they could run the ball. And did they have any Heisman quarterback at that time?
No.
And look at the point differential. They were crushing people, but they can run the ball. Now, they had NFL running backs on that team. But I don't know
about NFL receivers.
Yeah. Right now, I'm saying, do you give Harlan Berry now a chance to be running back?
I mean, is that going to make a difference?
Yeah, I know, because Durham's the main back, but I'm like, you know, five-star Harlan Berry and all. No, it's if I'm an LSU fan, I'm worried right now. I know my dad in heaven's worried. He's worried about, man, what's wrong with my Tigers? And especially
losing to Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah. Ooh-wee. Oh, no, that's double whammy right there.
We'll be back with more Second Guess Saints Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show Bobby Hebert, Mike DeTellier, we are at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Got a lot going on. We have Dave Hilbert on with us a little after 5 o'clock. He'll tell us all about things happening here at the Silver Slipper. And Grant's right. It is not $85,000. It is $90,000 up for grab this Thursday. So, hey, if you're in the area, stop on by at the Slipper. Got a chance to win $90,000 cash money.
Cash money, homie.
How about that?
Yep, cash money. Who doesn't like cash?
Bob,
the IRS don't like that.
Well, they get their share of it. So, I mean, yeah, nobody's complaining about that.
No, the IRS, that's the problem. They don't get their share of the cash money.
Bob, yesterday, I think in the loss, I think one of the things we saw for the first time, I think we see a semblance. And Tommy Tucker and I were talking about this morning. Of what I think Kellen Moore wants to run offensively. And that is a heavy run offense. And it doesn't matter if it's Spencer Rattler, and we know eventually it'll be Tyler Shuck. They want to run the ball, and they had success. We talked all week about the Bills ain't stopped nothing.
No.
When you give up 5.6 yards a run.
I'd have been disappointed if we wouldn't have had 30-plus rushing attempts. Because the Bills were dead last, and it wasn't just the Ravens gashing them after game one. The Dolphins ran on him. Remember you talking about that?
Right.
But look, you average 5.2 yards a carry. No, that was definitely the right game plan. When you look when rush for a season high, 189 yards on 34 carries, I mean, that's getting it done. But, you know, there's no moral victories. You know, you almost get to the point you thought it's, oh, well, the team played hard. Well, it's the pros. It's not PE class. They need to play hard and be a pro. But you don't have any moral victories, and that's what's so frustrating. And, boy, it's been a while since the Saints have won a game. You look, the last time they won, Brian Brzee, remember, blocked that field goal to preserve a victory against, guess who? The
Giants.
New York Giants. Guess who we're playing this week?
The Giants.
That's how long it's been. The Saints had 0-4 this season. They've now lost 8 games in a row. When you go back to last year when they did beat the Giants in New York. The only team with a longer losing streak is the Tennessee Titans, who now lost their 10th straight game, and their young rookie quarterback is going crazy. How? What was the slang? Charlie had to educate me a little bit about the slang.
Keeping it a buck, Bobby. I mean, yeah, keeping it real.
Yeah,
keeping it real.
Keeping it in the buck. Okay. And then what was the other thing he said? We ass or something?
I guess
that means we stink.
They're bad.
So, no, he's frustrated. The NFL is very humbling. But you have to realize, everybody wants to be the number one overall pick.
But look who you go to.
Yeah, but look at the team you're going to. There's a reason why they have the number one overall pick.
And, so, Bob, he is playing so hard, and he's trying to do so much, but it's not working.
It doesn't matter.
They got wiped out yesterday on both sides of the football, offensively, defensively. And you would figure, I got to do pregame for the Saints and the Titans. Well, I mean, how bad can it be on that particular part?
Well, Mike,
I love doing it with you guys and with the Titans people, but good gracious.
And I think he's thinking, well, the Texans are down right now and division opponent.
Texans waxed them yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he thought they would have a good showing, so he got humbled. It just shows you what the NFL will end up doing to you. But then, Mike, looking at, you know, you have positives. Like all the time you look at scenarios and situations that the penalties. You know, we're number one. We're averaging 10.3 penalties a game in the first three outings. We only had 4 penalties against the Bills. But more important, we only had 1 offensive penalty. You know,
other 3 came on special teams.
Yeah, now that
the critical one was running into
the kicker. Yeah. The timing of it. But I still look at it that was a good thing. But the one thing, I'm going to ask Coach Mortis tonight, that because usually I didn't realize this, but we are a shotgun heavy team. I want to say before this game against the Bills.
It changed yesterday.
We were second in the league being in the shotgun, and we were only behind the Washington Commanders, and I want to say Jane Daniels, which is, you know, you don't understand that. But I think being under the center, like I said, to me.
You made the comment last week. Explain to the audience about how it is to help your running game out if you want to center.
Well, you can, and if you can run the ball, you can utilize play action should work more. Because you have so many different angles when you're under the center versus in the shotgun. And I've done both as far as you can run more running plays, the different variances under the center versus in the shotgun. You know, the whole RPO, this, and how, you know, that's a threat. Because we do have a threat in a running quarterback. You know, a lot of people wouldn't guess this because they say, oh, Josh Allen's a beast. You know, Spencer Rattler ran for more yards than Josh Allen. Josh Allen, that wasn't much. Josh Allen had 45 yards rushing on 7 attempts, 6.4-yard average. And Spencer Rattler ran the ball 6 times for 49 yards, 8.2 average. So Spencer Rattler ran less and actually had more yards. He was aggressive running the football. Spencer Rattler needs to do that. He's not saving himself. He had a career-high 49 yards. I'm almost expecting Spencer Rattler to try and do the same thing against the Giants.
Now, here's the difference. The Giants
defensive front is
a lot different.
Better than the Bills.
Oh, yeah. You look at Dexter Lawrence in the middle.
And how they built.
Brian Burns on one side. You got Thibodeau on the other. Man, they come after you. Bob, it was crazy yesterday, and I don't think I've ever seen this on a Jim Harbaugh coach team. You know how many times Justin Herbert threw the football yesterday?
If I would just guess, that wouldn't surprise me. Even though you have Justin Herbert, did he throw like low 20s or something?
41 times.
Oh, that ain't – he don't.
You know how many times they ran it? 13.
Whoa.
Well, I've never seen that on a Harbaugh coach team.
No. That means he's having a private meeting with the offensive coordinator. Like, well, what in the world are we doing? That's not a winning formula. You do not want to throw the ball high 30s, low 40s. You're going to win sometimes. It's entertaining. But, like, that was very entertaining last night, watching Jordan Love and Dak Prescott.
I thought about you at the end. Oh. Man, come on. Packers cover somebody out there on the field. Man, and listen, you got to give it to Dak. He has played
CD Lamb.
Exactly.
That looks like who's the receiver? I can't think of his name now. Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens.
Well, look
from
at the game.
Who they got from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be a head case. He looked pretty good.
Only thing I know is what I really thought about you is, man, Dak's being flushed out of the pocket, and he throws one. It looks as though maybe he was trying to hit it out of bounds. And Pickens, he makes that play. Him and Tolbert make two great catches near the sidelines. Not once, twice.
I hate the Cowgirls, but I was entertained. You know, if you're not
and we pull for Dak. He's from Louisiana.
Oh yeah, Houghton, Louisiana, Joe Delaney territory. I like Dak Prescott. I've always liked Dak Prescott. I just don't like these playing for the Cowgirls. But you know, shame on Dallas, because Dallas is going to be in a lot of games. But I don't know about their defense. Dak has played well enough for them to be undefeated right now.
That I agree with.
When you talk about him playing the position.
And they got a kicker. Okay. If it's 65 yards or in, we got it. Get in there, kid. Go hit it.
He's like a robot. He is unbelievable.
But, the Packers, and I give the offensive line of the Cowboys a lot of credit. They had him upright for most of the game.
Okay, right now, everybody was saying Jerry Jones and the Dallas organization didn't know what they're doing. After tonight's game, not at the end, he got that one sack. Micah Parsons didn't do jack. And look if they picked the right players and the value that they got. No, yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? That could be a situation Dallas might win that trade.
He saved the game.
Yeah, at the end.
Because Prescott's got a wide open run.
No,
and
he tracked him down.
He catches him from the backside.
No, Dak thought he was going to run it in there.
I think Dak was like, man, what happened? Who grabbed me?
But, I mean, who – this day and age, a tie. I mean, a tie, we still having ties?
That should change.
No, that's like washing your feet with socks on. Or it's like taking a shower with a raincoat on. Oh, I'm trying to take a shower, I got a raincoat on. Well, what are you doing? There's no satisfaction. And I think people want to see winners and losers. They don't want to see a tie. And, you know, the way they have it, okay, what did they play, 10 minutes? Why don't they just play a full quarter, like 15 minutes? Do you know that? It's not the overtime is just 10 minutes. Well, hell, before you know it, the time's running out. I don't think the Packers, the way Jordan Love And even their LeFleur, their coach, I don't think they even know the rules. They look how they almost blew that game at the end. It's like, oh, what? The game's tied?
Now, I think a lot of Jordan Love, but boy, he at times, I think he's almost too cool.
He's too cool for school. Yeah, he's too laid back.
I mean, it's like, man, you don't know the sense of urgency here of what you have to do. You got to score a touchdown. Man, Dallas was giving up chunks and chunks of yardage downfield in the secondary.
He might have a heart rate, though, like, you know, like, whoa, look at that. He's so calm, like an assassin.
He is very calm. I do give him that.
You know, like an assassin, Mike? Like whoa, his heart rate should be beating a lot. He probably could beat a lie detector test, I think, Jordan Love. And he, you know,
I don't know about that.
You know how they check, like, how it goes up and down?
But last night saw the good, the bad, and the in-between with Jordan Love. Dak played really well all game long. But with Jordan, sometimes he looks great. And then other times, man,
well,
you just wonder a little bit about
that. Well, you look at the beginning. Oh, it looks like, you know, even though the Ravens had lost that game and they let the Bills come back, it could be like a Bills-Packers Super Bowl or Ravens-Packers. I don't know. I think the Rams are going to have something to say about that.
Boy, and you look. And look somebody how the Eagles guessing yesterday. You saw that in the game against the Colts. The cornerback is peeking at the quarterback, and Stafford fools him with like a little pump fake. And man, that is Tutu Atwell down the field.
Well,
no, nobody's catching
it. And everybody wants to get rid of the Chiefs, but they ain't going nowhere. I mean, that looked like the old Chiefs yesterday.
They looked the really Mahomes. Good yesterday. And they ran the ball.
Yeah.
Which you hadn't seen. Also, too, and it's just a start, but Taysom Hill, Foster Morrow are allowed to practice. You have that window now where they can practice, see how far they've gotten along. And so we'll see how quickly Taysom Hill, Foster Morrow can get back in the lineup.
Well, they can contribute on the middle part, like, I don't know, maybe right before the bye.
Yeah, I think
right
it'll be a couple
there.
More weeks before.
But not like, oh, they're practicing this week and they starting against the Giants. No, that ain't happening.
No. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guess Show. Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our telephone lines, and we got Hollywood from Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right. Hollywood.
Hollywood Swinger, what you got?
It's a nice day today.
Yeah. Finally, I think the extreme hot weather's over. We're heading into October, right. Hollywood, so I'm encouraged by that.
Hey, Bobby, we need a W real bad. I hope we get a W Sunday against the Giants to bring the dome to Atlanta's back because them fans are aggravated right now. If we can beat the Giants and then go get the Patriots, I think we might have a little fan base back. But right now, it don't look good.
Okay, Hollywood, unless you like just pie in the sky and the Saints are going to win every game, you know, because we have Who Dat Nation members that are like that. So any fan base. What record did you thought we realistically would have right now? I'm telling you, we thought one win. It would be like one win and three losses. Now, let me break it down. No one realistically thought we were going to win at Seattle and Buffalo. Now, we'd won.
You had a shot against San Francisco.
Not there yet. But no one thought we were going to win at Seattle, at Buffalo, but we'd have the kind of showing at Buffalo, at Seattle. Now, Arizona, I said, no, I think that's a great first opponent. But then when we didn't beat the Cardinals, I said, we got to beat the 49ers. And the 49ers were hurt. And then we went 0-2. I said, oh, we're going 0-4. We are. And then now, so let's say in theory now, because I could do this, we're the fans, we would have been 1-3. Can you imagine right now that no one's optimistic and you playing a team like the Giants and the Patriots? I don't know, flip a coin, but the Patriots came off a big win and so did the Giants beating the Chargers. You could possibly have been 3-3. Think how you feel about yourself if that would have occurred. Now, with that being said, we're 0-4. No, the natives will get restless. And playing at home in the Dome, if we 0-6, and that'd be going, the fans will boo. They're going to get tired of just saying, well, we're playing hard. We're coming so close so far. But when you're going to have a negative play, it might not be the beginning of the game. But you look at the Giants. We're not favored. I want to say a point and a half, two-point spread.
And a half.
A point and a half. But they're going with Jackson Dart.
No Malik Nabers.
No Malik Nabers. So we're catching the Giants kind of the right time. Now, our offensive line. Now, Cesar Ruiz, we finally got our offensive line all together.
Now
all
he's
the five
be
start.
Out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, but so some people would rather have Simpkins in there anyway.
Listen, he played solid yesterday.
Yeah.
Wasn't great, but he played solid.
And so
football.
You look at Simpkins because they better pack a lunch against that Giants defensive line. And so, look, it's a game, I don't know, you say, even though, and plus, we're playing at home. Now, we beat the Giants last year. Talk about a boring game. What was that, like 14-11?
Yeah.
When Brazil
blocked the field goal.
When that doesn't go to overtime, we win the game. That's a game, though, I don't know. Like when I said, Bobby, you think we're going to win? I said, I don't know, flip a coin. We might not. Bobby, you think we're going to beat the Patriots? I don't know, flip a coin. We might not. It's not like, okay, we 4-0, and the Eagles or the Rams are coming to town. Or whoever you perceive as the best. No, it's the Giants and the Patriots. Now, I would say no expectations for the Giants this season, but the Patriots, not that they would threaten the Buffalo Bills and the AFC East, but a lot of people, because of Drake May, think, oh, they could be a wild card
and
in
Mike
the
Vrabel
AFC.
Coaching them.
And Mike Vrabel, yes, that's Robert Kraft's son, having Vrabel coach there. So, but it's one of those games. It's like, that we need to hold Coach Moore, Kellen Moore, and challenge him. I want us to win both games, but hell, we got to win at least one out of the next two. We can't be 0-6 when all said and done. Bobby, don't look ahead. Look at the Giants. No, the fans, we can look ahead. We play back-to-back games in the Dome. We gotta not only fight and play hard. It ain't no damn moral victory. Oh, well, we had a chance to win right at the end. No, did you win or lose? Juwan Johnson, the Cardinals game. You have a chance to be the hero, make a great catch. Well, make it. Chris Olave, how about you be ready to play from the get-go and don't have to light a fire on you behind to get you going? How about we just have an easy win? Ooh, the game was over at halftime. I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you think there's going to be an easy win this year?
No.
Everything's going to be a struggle.
I think it'll be a struggle at the end, even against the Titans.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, Luke over here is saying we're going to wax the Titans by double digits. So, but you know what? From a national perspective, like a PFF and all that, I think, Charlie, maybe we were talking about this in Hollywood. They have the Saints, like, out of 32 teams, like 26. So we're not in the bottom four. I thought, they might have us like 28 or something. So we're not in the bottom four, but we're like 26. To think about that, well, we're not the worst team. You know, just from that perspective, we're like 26 right now.
I mean, you hate to see it because, man, I've known Malik Nabers for a while.
Oh, man.
To see him go down with that injury, he's lost for the year. And we're also going up against another rookie quarterback,
so Mike,
Jackson Dart.
So as we go on the break right quick, Malik Nabers, does he have a good work ethic habit? The reason why I'm asking, I'm asking you that,
yes,
because you better be a rehab warrior. You know why? Because he ain't gotten paid yet. And you know when you mess up your knee, how your value goes down. He better come back like he never hurt his knee so he can get paid in the future.
Oh, one thing I'm going to tell you. He busts his butt.
Okay, well, then that's a good thing.
He works hard.
You have to rehab because he wants to get paid. He has to act like he never hurt his knee.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of the Second Guest Show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our telephone lines. Let's get Charles on from Metairie. Charles, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how you going? How you doing, guys?
All right, Charles.
All right, Charles.
I know we don't have much time, so I'll just say a couple things real quick. I know it doesn't happen overnight to rebuild a team. You know, you got to be patient, and I know that's where we're in that process right now of rebuilding. And but at the same time, you know, just the opposite. It doesn't take, you know, overnight for a team to decline, and this team has been declining for years. And I think, you know, you got to look at the at the top, you know, started with the GM, with, you know, the coaches, with, you know, bad draft picks, bad free agent signings, etc. And one more thing I was going to say, if you guys might have mentioned already, but the last victory we had, including preseason, was 295 days ago, December 8th last year at the New York Giants, which I don't know if you guys remember, but it was an ugly win.
The reason why we won. Yeah, we need I'd rather have an ugly win than, oh, boy, but that was an entertaining game. We played hard, but we lost. How about the ball bounce away? No, that was an ugly win. Brian Brzee had to block that field goal so the game doesn't go in overtime, and we end up winning at New York. So, no, and it's what have you done for me lately. And, you know, you got a new coach, but who's not new? It's Mickey Loomis and all the people in charge. So he said, boy, how the mighty has fallen when you think about it. Sean Payton and Drew Brees, doesn't that seem like that was a long, long time ago?
That's longer than just a few years back.
No, no, it's all of a sudden we're going to be, the years are going to pass by. You know what we're going to be saying? I don't know, we started going downhill somewhere around COVID. I don't know, someone that you remember that COVID thing, like the Spanish flu, when that hit, then things started going away with the Saints.
Bad personnel decisions. Can look right at that. That is the reason you are in the shape you have in today. Missed draft picks and then bad contracts on older players.
But then Mickey Loomis hired two former general managers to help him out. We'll talk about that at the next hour.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.